As we told you at the top of the show, Hawaii Emergency Management Agency Administrator Vern Miyagi has resigned within the hour, and our news director, Bill Dorman, was monitoring that news conference, and that's not the only story to emerge from this news conference, is it?
Chris and Catherine, this was just stunning. The governor's news conference, along with Major General Art Logan, the Director of Emergency Management, and Brigadier General Bruce Oliveira, who's the investigating officer who Governor Ige tasked with doing an initial report on what happened. And some of this is just extraordinary. As you said, Vern Miyagi is out as administrator. He resigned effective this morning. One employee has been terminated, the one who sent the alert. One employee has resigned. They're in process of suspending one without pay. But just some extraordinary news about this employee who had sent the alert, that he had been, and I'm quoting from the report from General Oliveira, a source of concern for the same state warning point staff for over 10 years. Employee one's poor performance had been counseled, documented, and state warning point members have stated they are, quote, not comfortable with employee one as a supervisor, two-man team, or part of the state warning point in general. He does not take initiative, has to be directed before he takes action, unable to comprehend the situation at hand, and has confused real-life events and drills on at least two separate occasions.
I was kind of shocked when I saw that report and that section. It is. It's stunning.
And it goes on about employee one stating that he initiated the real-world civil danger warning, said that he did not hear the announcement exercise at the beginning and at the end of the simulated message, said that he did hear this is not a drill over the speaker. However, all state warning point members clearly heard exercise at the beginning and the end. And then this narrative goes on to just sort of paint a chilling picture of what happened. And they refer to people as employee numbers. Employee 5 directed employee 1, who's the person who sent out the false alert, to send out the cancel message. Employee 5 stated that employee 1 just sat there, didn't respond. Employee 3 returned to the state warning point from starting the time clock and saw employee 4 and employee 10 repeatedly get on the Hawaii warning system, letting the counties know it was just a drill. Employee 2 was on the phone with employee 6, briefing them on the situation. Employee 5 was alerting the command staff. Employee 1 was sitting and seemed confused. Employee 3 took control of employee 1's mouse and sent the cancel message. At no point did employee 1 assist in the process of correcting the false alert.
Where to begin, Bill? You know, one of the things that, in terms of its impact on the governor's office, we have to ask the question, what did they know and when did they know it? Because it's pretty clear from this report that a great deal more was known about what happened than we were told at the time. This has been 2 weeks now.
Well, and there's a detailed timeline that is part of this. Also, there's the FCC. Separately, the FCC had a report out this morning that came out morning Washington time saying that basically employee number one thought that this was a real event and, again, did not hear the phrase exercise. That's according to a written statement that the FCC got that was gathered by the state but that had not been released yet. So there are all kinds of questions that are going to follow from this. There's a very detailed timeline within General Oliveira's report. There is also, don't forget, another report coming. Brigadier General Ken Hara is still looking at a broader assessment of the emergency management alert system and reviews. General Oliveira's report is a starting point on that. Governor Ige, by the way, was asked at this news conference, are you going to drop out of the race because of this? And he said, I'm still running. But just an extraordinary hour or so in terms of that news conference. A lot of new information coming up. Wayne Yoshioka is going to have a full report on this later today on All Things Considered. We'll be back and we'll be talking about this for quite a while. But again, just wanted to update our listeners with the very latest for now.
Bill, thanks a lot. It's clear this story is just not going away, is it?
Absolutely.